Our three readings this morning all consider what it means to belong. In the first reading from Acts, we get the beginning and the end of an argument that arose in the early church. Because Jesus, the apostles, and the first disciples were all Jews, it was assumed that only Jews could become followers of Jesus. But when the gospel spread into Gentile territory, as when Paul and Barnabas preached at Antioch, the question arose as to whether Gentiles could be baptized immediately, or must they first convert to Judaism before becoming Christians. A meeting in Jerusalem settled the controversy and marks a decisive break with Judaism. From this point on, the church is both a community distinct from Judaism and also a Catholic community that embraces all nations. Our second reading from the Apocalypse also addresses the situation of the early church community. Their existence in the great cities under the domination of Rome is often extremely perilous, and their loyalty to the state is constantly challenged. This passage reminds them that their true home is the New Jerusalem, a city whose temple and light is provided by the presence of God and the Lamb. There is no further need for the temple in Jerusalem, because people can now come directly to God and the Lamb. And this assurance echoes the sense of divine indwelling communicated in the gospel. Our gospel, taken from the Last Supper discourse, deals with how we belong to Jesus now. Throughout the discourse, Jesus speaks a good deal about going away and returning. This going away and returning operates on two levels. It most obviously refers to Jesus's death and 3 days later, his appearance to the disciples as the risen Lord. At another level, however, the going away of Jesus points to his ascension to the Father, while his return refers to the second coming. From this perspective, our gospel addresses the physical absence of Jesus from the community after the ascension. This was the time in which the community for whom the fourth gospel was written found themselves living, and of course, it continues in our own time today. Our gospel passage comes as a response to the other Judas, who wants to know how, during the time of Jesus' physical absence, the community will have a sense of his presence, even though, as far as the rest of the world is concerned, he'll be gone. And in response, Jesus stresses three things: love, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, and peace. First, believers who truly love Jesus have his assurance that he and the Father have made their home within them. The divine community of mutual love constituted by the Father and Son have, so to speak, set up house, made themselves at home within the hearts of believers and within the community as a whole. So while believers won't see, hear, and touch Jesus physically, their faith will give them a sense of living constantly within this extraordinary at-homeness with God. Second, to compensate for the loss of the teaching, guidance, and encouragement under trial that Jesus provided for them during his time on earth, they'll have the presence of the Holy Spirit, here referred to as the Advocate. This Paraclete or Counselor will be a staunch ally and advocate for us. The Advocate will also have a teaching and a reminding function. In this way, Jesus's teaching will be kept alive and adapted to new situations and changing circumstances confronting the church. Finally, Jesus will bequeath to the community the gift of peace. This doesn't mean there'll never be disputes or disagreements, but rather that we'll be given a capacity for resolving these disputes in such a way that peace is restored or even more deeply secured. As Father, Son, and Spirit make their home in us, may we always experience the peace and joy they bring to us.
Please join me in the apostles.